Good morning. I'm Adoree Udoji. This is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And John Wunderlich, Program Director for the Sunlight Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So yesterday, the House fails to pass the administration's bailout, or the negotiated bipartisan bailout for the financial markets. The markets tank, but we've all got a few days to actually take a look at this bill. Democracy working as you envisioned it?
I would say so. So this situation is pretty unusual, so it lets us see Congress in kind of a unique light. We can see really clearly what's really going on. In this case, is pretty unusual. All the pre-legislative negotiations that went on kind of behind closed doors between the administration and Congress happened on the one hand, and then on the other hand, there was a very strong public expectation where people want to know what their representatives are doing. And so those two sides suddenly we can see very clearly.
So this is a job for the Sunlight Foundation, which tries to make sure that Americans can get access to legislation, and especially when you hear words like emergency, fast track, we have to move quickly, behind closed door meetings, negotiated settlement, a three-page bill becoming a 300-page bill or 103-page bill. That's where you really want to step in and disseminate the information. How do you do it?
Because in this case, the media coverage overall is kind of insufficient. People are really thirsty for information. They want a sustained and a centralized explanation. So what we do is we take information that's public, in this case, the drafts of the legislation and explanations, and put it online, because disclosure at this time means information is available online. So what we've been doing is tracking each version of the legislation as it comes out and posting it on a site called publicmarkup.org. And at that site, it's sort of like a blog, and you can see different versions of the legislation as it's been introduced and comment and link to individual sections of the bill.
Can't people get this information by going to the House Financial Services Committee, for instance, where this legislation originated?
Yes, you can do that for at least the final version, or what congressional leadership designated or hoped would be the final version. As we all found out yesterday, it didn't end up being the final version. On Sunday, after the press conference when they announced the deal, all of the Hill servers were overloaded, and so we had a couple of mirrored copies, and we're happy to help people get access to that legislation.
So you were the backup plan. You were the backup plan, right, that saved democracy when the servers went down in Congress.
Sure. We were the backup plan, and we're also a place where the public can weigh in and have a conversation about what the bill actually entails, and where you can compare some of the different provisions as they've made their way through the process.
Well, quickly before we go, and I really love intuitively what the Sunlight Foundation is doing, but a lot of people are saying that delay is fatal for the markets, and that we've already seen this, 775-point drop on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Is delay a good thing? Reassure me that it is.
Well, in times when legislation is really urgently trying to be pushed through, that's the time when it's especially important to give the public a chance to understand what's happening, because we want representatives to really be able to represent their constituents. And that means they have to understand the bill, and they also have to understand how the public responds to it.
All right.
Well, the public can't see it.
And that's
then they can't represent them.
Very well said. John Wunderlich is the program director of the Sunlight Foundation, where you can find the bill, the bailout bill, as it makes its way through Congress. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.